We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top. Karfif Yosim Beis Hasayim Shlehuk Vadira. You have this enclosure that was bigger than Beis Hasayim, which is bigger than 70 Amos by 70 Amos. That was not Hukav Vadira. Ubolamaita, now you can't carry in here because it's more than Beis Hasayim, and you want to make it that it's possible to carry in it. So one of the Eitzes are, is yesterday we had an Eitzah to break down part of the wall, more than 10 Amos, and to put it back up and make sure there's a house inside it and make it Hukav Vadira. But it's not an Eitzah also, to be Mayit, to make it smaller than Beis Hasayim. What do you do? It's a Bolamaita. Mi'at Vilonah, so we planted trees inside it to make the floor space less than Beis Hasayim. That doesn't work. Let's have a Mi'at. Because it's very normal to have trees in a karfif, and it doesn't, the Rath HaGraf says, there are karfif lias be'ilonis, it's normal for a karfif to have trees, and therefore it's not mevatel the size of the karfif. Bonobay omud, but if you put up a stand, a little square stage, gavaya asara, it's 10 tvachim high, v'rachav arba, 4 tvachim wide, so it's a reshus, have a mit, it's a mayit, your space. That's a mayit, the space of the Beis Hasayim. But let's say it's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, this stage. Lo have a miyat. It's not a miyat because it's bought to the ground since it's within 3 tefachim from the ground. Megimel va'dalid, if the thing is not less than 3 tefachim, but it's not more than 4 tefachim, it's between 3 and 4 tefachim. That's how high this thing is. That's how high this thing is. The shayla is, or why this thing is. The shayla is, if that's called a chashivas or not. Rav Amar have a miyat. Rav says it's a miyat. Rav Amar have a miyat. Rav Amar have a miyat. The Rafa Teres love it. It's more than love it, so it's chashiv ready. Rav Amar have a miyat. Kivin lo have a mokim dalal chashiv. Rav says since it's not a mokim, since it's not a mokim chashiv, a mokim dalad, it's not chashiv enough to be mayat in the Beis Hasayim. So the eitz here is to be mayat, make something to make a miyat, and we're saying it has to be. L'chatchila something gvaya asar rachav abba has to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's not a miyat because it's too little. It's like it's not here. It's like that's less than sheer lavad. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it doesn't work. Gimel adal, it's machlekes. It might say it's more than lavad, but it's not machim chashuv. That's the machlekes if it's mamayat or not. A new case. Hirchik mena kaisel arba'a va'asa mechitza. So here Rashi learns, here is not a shayla right now of miyat, it's a different question. We said these walls were not hukav adira. What happens, I put up a new wall, that's hukav adira. So, but I put the wall in the inside of the karfif, 4 tefachim away from the original wall. 4 tefachim in from the original wall, and I made a mechitza, and I have now, right now I have a dira inside it, so I'm making it hukav adira. Hoyel, it works as hukav adira. If it's less than 3 tefachim from the wall, loy hayol, it does not work as a new mechitza because it's like putting a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Because it's too close, it's like putting it on top of that mechitza. It's not a new mechitza. Megimel va'adalet is machloikis. If it's between 3 and 4 tefachim from the wall, it's not loved, but it's not a makom chashiv, it's machloikis. Rab amah hayol, it works. Rab amah in a mile, it does not work. Rab amah hayol, don't offer gemtar is loved, it's more than loved. Rab amah in a mile, kim love makom dalas, it's not a makom of 4. Tefachim loy chashiv is not chashiv. Now I just want to speak something out there that Rashi speaks out. So again, and we'll speak out two things now. Rashi speaks out and Machlekes Rishonim. Again, what the Gemara said is that you took a kaisel, you put a 4 tefachim away from the original wall, and you put it l'shem dira, that's a new kaisel. It's hoyel or loy hoyel. And by gimel da, it's Machlekes hoyel, not hoyel. Rashi says that we're talking about a case that was bigger than Beis Hasayim, and then even when you put up the wall, let's say, so what does it say? Let's say you put the wall within 3 tefachim of the other wall. It doesn't work. It's not called mechitza shem dira. But let's say if I put that wall within 3 tefachim of the wall and made the Beis Hasayim less than Beis Hasayim, then avad would work. That's the Rashi speaks out. Rashi speaks out, the Ramaskal, Pachas, the Gimel, Loi, Hoyel. Rashi says, the Inis Smayet, Vadi, have a Miet. Shafil, Hoysev, Ovi, Akasolim, even if you made it thicker, Achas, Smayet, Shapardom, come on. Just have a Pesach, so hook of Mayet. We want to make a new wall. That's what we're talking about. So Avada makes it smaller, that Avada will work. And the Sharetzion speaks out, and the Sharetzion on the bottom of Mishbrush, and the Ches speaks out that It only can be mayit if the thickness, new wall, the thickness of new walls being mayit. But the space in between does not, even if it's less than lavud, cannot count as being mayit since it's open. That's one thing I want to speak out. Number two, I want to speak out. We just said here, we're making this wall, it's like a new wall to make Chok HaVadira. How much wall do you need? Like the whole length of the wall, or just more than 10 amas? So it's machlokes. According to the Ritva, you have to make the whole kais has to be new. The whole entire wall has to be new Chok HaVadira. According to the Rosh, it's enough to have 10 amas. Because 10 amas is enough. Just like it breaks something 10 amas, enough to make a new wall of 10 amas, that's enough to do it. So we had here that more than dalad is good, more than dalad is good, less than gimel is no good, and gimel and dalad is machlokes. Rav Shimi, masni lekula. Rav Shimi learns that anything more than three, of course, works. The machlokes is pachas megimel, if pachas gimel works. That's what Rav Shimi learns. More than gimel always is a good wall and it's hook of adira. The machlokes is less than gimel. Even though it's lavud, maybe the man yamah holds, the mechitza gav mechitza works. Even less than gimel. And also by memayit, also, the whole less than gimel is enough of a shear to memayit a basis sign. That's what means master lakula, that the machlokes rashes lahach plukta the el, the amad, the shloshed of teres lavud, kula moidi, the amad have a meat, mechitza, he says there, everyone's moida that after shloisha is a meat and it's a mechitza. And the whole shaila is by pachas v'shloishes v'achloikas. That's what Rav Shimi says. So Rav Shimi is telling us that if it's more than three, it works as a mechitza, if you make a mechitza of dira, and it works if it's a amud, it'll be wide enough to be considered a makam chashav to be memayit in the base of sign. So that's what I'm about. Talk by tit. Let's say you have a wall, and you put extra cement on it. You want to try to make it smaller, making the enclosure inside the floor space smaller than a basic sign. So you make the wall thicker with cement. So talk about Tiv Yochalam Fnei Atzmai, if the cement is strong enough it can stand by itself, have a meat. Ein Yochalam Fnei Atzmai, if it can't stand by itself, then we're worried maybe it's not called a meat. Because maybe it's like bottom to the wall. It's not a new thing, it's like it's part of the wall. Rabba ma have a meat, Rabba ma have a meat. Rabba ma have a meat, it is a meat, has to be a koi. Right now it's here, right now it's making the basis smaller. Rabba ma have a meat, kiven lo yochel and make a pnei atzma, this can't stand by itself, lav klumu, it's not really chashev at all, and it's not worth anything. I think Tosis Rid over here asked the question that Lamai says, making it smaller, what's the difference if it doesn't stand by itself? But that's a Rashi, that's how we have our Gemara here, that since it can't stand by itself, it has no chashivas, and it will not make it smaller. Zok the Gemara writes a new case. Herchik mina tail arba'a. So this is very similar to the case before, where you have a wall, but here instead, on one side, there's no wall. There's a mountain. And we know a mountain that has a certain slope, it's like a 25-degree slope, then the halacha is that it's considered a wall, because it's a mislaket, tel mislaket, arba'a metoich asara, it's asara tvachim within 4 amas. So you had one of the sides was a tail. And it wasn't Chok HaVadira. So what he did was, he moved away 4 tefachim on the tail, but also mechitza. He made a mechitza, like before, the same case. Hoyle, it works, because he made it 4 tefachim away. Pachas megimel, less than 3 tefachim, oyal svas tail, or he made the wall on top of the tail mamish. So it's machlokes. Rav Chista v'Rav Avnunu. Chadam ahoyle, one man was hoyle, which we had before, according to Rav Shimi, taka, that pachas megimel, soma mekel, that it works as a mechitza, because he holds mechitza agav mechitza is good, and also agav yatel, which is mechitza agav mechitza, will be good if you do it l'shem dira. So chad amah hayol, v'chad amah loy hayol. So one of them, either Rav Chista Avnunu says it works, or and one of them says it does not work. Testayim, let's bring a raya. Rav Chista amah hayol. Rav Chista one who holds that a mechitza agav mechitza works, because again we speak out again that pachos megimel is like a mechitza agav mechitza, because within 3 of the walls like the same wall. And on top, sastel also means on top of the wall. We'll bring a raya, and Chista is the one who holds that hoyle, the itmar, isa mechitza gav mechitza. Someone wants to fix up his karfif and make it hook of adira. So instead of adding a wall in front of it, he puts a wall on top, the wall is 10 tvachim already, extends it now to 20 tvachim. So isa mechitza gav mechitza. Omram Chista, the Shabbos hoyle, Chista the work for Shabbos to make hook of adira. Benichsi ager loikana. The halacha is, nichsei ger is an example, something that's hefker. If you want to be kaidah from a hefker, the ger dies, he has no yarshim, and the first one to Mikoina, this field, gets it. It's a very expensive field. He runs there, he digs a hole. That's called koina. You have to do something. That's called a chazaka. What about if you add on to the fence? That's loikana. You didn't do anything. You put it already has a 10 tefachim fence, already has a fence being shown with the field. You add on an extra fence, even according to Rav Chisa, does not work. Rav Sheish Shama, Afa Shabbos Nami Lahil. Also, Gav Shabbos doesn't work. So what do you see? By Shabbos, Rav Chisa holds, Mechitza Gav Mechitza works. You see, Mechitza Gav Mechitza works. Then what is the Taka to write from here that it works? That Rav Chisa is the one who says that Mechitza Gav Mechitza works. Om Rav Chisa, Umoidli Rav Sheishes, Rav Sheishes is moid to me, Shem Osa Mechitza Ala Tail, that if there are people who live on top of the tail, and besides for the carpet, on top of the mountain, there's their own community there. And they didn't have a fence yet, because their mountain was a wall for the carpet. They didn't have a fence. Now I made a fence on top, I'm fencing them in. Then even Rav Sheish will agree that since it's a wall for them, it could be a wall for us to be hook of a diru. Since there are people in the upstairs mechitzas, therefore it'll be enough, and it'll work also for the bottom. So, because the mechitz on the bottom didn't help them. That it was a mechitz on the bottom, the mountain didn't help them, they didn't have anything on top. So therefore it'll work. Akaponim, what would come out from this Gemara is that basically kula alma, mechitza works if it's being moiled for the people on top. So I have to just speak out Taisis Kash and of Chavdal and Beis. We had yesterday the case of the Rechava in Pum Nahara that was open to the Mavi and open to the Shvil Shalkramim. So we said you can't make a mechitza by the water of Shvil Shalkramim. Why? Because mechitza got mechitza. That's what I said. Well, Chara, there, if it was water, it was a cliff. And you make a mechitza on top of it, it's helping for the people in the Kramim. So Chara, why should we mechitza on mechitza? Taisis asked this Kasha. There are maschal, oisim, enos mechitza got mechitza, he asked this Kasha. So the Taisis Teretz is not like the pictures that the by the water Tak already had a mountain. It wasn't a cliff; it was a stickle of mountain there by the water, and that's how you had a mechitza. There was a tail there. That's the Taisis answers. That answer is kasha, but that's an important question to figure out. To know that Taisis before. Okay, look at the Gemara Vayta. So it came out that at least according to Waman the Yomar, mechitza ga mechitza does not work. Mechitza does not work. We actually passed like that. Does not work. So we have a shaila. Boy Rab Barachano. Nivlu mechitzas atachtoinos val yoines kayemus. What happened? The guy went ahead and made a 10 tefachim wall on top of the 10 tefachim wall. We said it doesn't work. Doesn't work Gavi Shabbos. Doesn't work Gavi Ger. Doesn't work because he didn't do anything. But what happens if on Shabbos, all of a sudden, there was a little bit of quicksand and the whole thing sunk? The original wall sank. And now all you have left is your wall. So in my sense, you did a great thing. You made a wall. Does that become hook of a deer now on Shabbos or not? If it's sunk in, and now all you left was your upstairs mechitzas, your top mechitzas, is mahu lamai. Mara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about you want to be kinda now, the nixi agar. Let's see, no one no one was kinda. Now I'll make you a kinyan. Says that it's not kinda. Why? Because how the Yirmiyah Birah? It's like the memory of Yirmiyah Birah. The Amar Yirmiyah Birah. Om Rav Yehuda. Yirmiyah from Birah says, "Shem Rav Yehuda, Hayman the Shadu Lifta a Pilo the Ara." Someone threw some turnips into a crack of the ground again. Because if you would dig the hole, put the turnip in, else the digging alone would be a chazaka, like Rashi speaks out. But here, there was a hole in the ground, and he sees the ger. He rather throws a turnip seed into it. But also Yisrael Achirina, Rabbi Porta, and a different Yisrael comes 10 minutes later and digs a hole. Basra Koni, the second one's Koni, Kamila Koni, first one's not Koni. Why? My time. But Idina Shada, when he threw that turnip, like a Shabbach, it didn't get better. And when it grows, a few months later, it's going by itself, it's not your Maisa. When you did your Maisa, nothing happened. It only happened later, and that was by itself. So therefore, you're not Koni. That's what it says, V'yirmi Bira. Back to our case. Here, when you made a mechitza, it was nothing. Now it's sunken and turned into mechitza. That's not enough. You have to do a maisa. To be kind of ger, it has to be b'shas your maisa. It has to be a shvach. There has to be something good happening. But if you're not b'shas doing something, nothing happens, it's not called kin nechzeger. So what's the shayla? If it's nechzeger, it's kin shayla. Well, in Shabbos, oh, you shayla is a guy with Shabbos? That's also not a shayla. It's pashat, it's good. have mechitza anasis b'Shabbos. It's like a mechitza that's made on Shabbos. But Tanya, you learned that in a brayso. We had this before already. Kol mechitza anasis b'Shabbos. Any mechitza made on Shabbos, made in shogeg, made in shogeg, made in shema mechitza. It's called a mechitza. It's called a mechitza. So here also it's called a mechitza, even if it's made on Shabbos. Faith in Marakasha, lav itvalo. Didn't we learn about that brayso that says that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos is called a mechitza? Didn't we learn about that? Amar Rav Nachman Lishon will Israel go taltal aser? Didn't we learn that it's only like midaraisa, but you can't metaltal in it? So I don't know, but that's not true. Kiyit Rav Nachman amazed it. Rav Nachman was talking about the case with the person that amazed it. It's a Shabbos. So as Maisa Shabbos, we said, you can't carry in there. But of course, if it's, it happens by itself, it's a good mechitza, it's a mechitza of Shabbos, and Vada will come hook of a deer. That's what's coming out, very clear, it will come hook of a deer. And when you get it, it doesn't work. So look at Maisa. He is a certain lady. The of the mechitza got mechitza of Nisai Ger. A certain lady saw that there was a Nisai Ger open for someone to coin it, and she made a mechitza gav mechitza. Also, gav, someone came afterwards, Rav Gaporta dug a hole. Also, came to Rav Nachman, didn't tire it. He said, I did it first, I made a fence. Ukma b'yada, he put it in the hand of the second guy. Also, as ihi, she came, and caught Sabach coming, she came screaming, what are you talking about? I made the fence first. Omallah, ma evadloch, lemach, what should I do for you? You did the wrong thing. You were not, you didn't do a kinyan the right way. It's not a kinyan. And therefore, you have to do a kinyan, you have to do something that's better right now, like we said. And here you made a wall extra, maybe one day it'll be in the game. Right now it didn't do anything, and therefore, by Nichsei Ager, it's Nishkin Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan.